Hello, everyone. I'm Kai Wang from UCLA. Today, I will talk about our work, RStream, marrying relational algebra with streaming for efficient graph mining on a single machine. This is the joint work with Zhiqiang Zuo from Nanjing University, my colleague John Thorpe, Tim Wen from Facebook, and my advisor Harry Xu. B-graph is everywhere. It's very important in many fields, from social networking to biology. Hence, there are a wide variety of graph systems, from distributed systems such as Graph, GraphX, to single machine systems such as GraphG and Xtreme. These systems have been highly optimized to deliver efficiency and scalability for processing very large graphs. There are two major types of analytical problems over large graphs. The first one is graph computation. Typical applications are PageRank and Connect Component, which aims to perform iterative value computation over vertices and edges. Practical solutions have been implemented in a wide variety of graph computation systems. Most of them follow the think like a vertex program model. The second one is graph mining. Typical applications are frequent subgraph mining, click finding, which aims to discover complex structural pattern of graph. Well, think like a vertex program model makes it easy for developing graph computation problems. It's impossible to express these structural patterns using this model. Now let's take a look at how existing systems solve graph mining problems. There are two lines of work to solve mining problems. The first one is graph mining systems. It enumerates all possible subgraphs and checks if it matches the pattern for each subgraph. User specifies the pattern based on different applications. The other line of work is data log systems. User can express structural information with relational predicates. Here's an example for triangle counting in data log. R relation represents edges, where TC represents triangles. The developer writes these declarative rules. If A and B has an edge, B and C has an edge, C and A has an edge, then it might be possible to form a triangle. And also, to avoid counting duplicate triangles, we put two additional predicates, A smaller than B and B smaller than C, to guarantee that each triangle only be counted once. Relational algebra enables composition of small structures into big structures. So what's the challenges in graph mining? As we can see from this figure, the number of subgraphs grows exponentially with the size of subgraphs, which leads to a big challenge. Even very simple mining algorithm can generate a very large amount of intermediate data, which needs a huge amount of memory to be stored. Due to this challenge, recent mining systems are distributed systems. They leverage distributed memory to store intermediate data. However, those systems have several drawbacks. First of all, they all suffer from large startup and communication overhead. For example, for very small graphs, the startup cost is even higher than the processing cost in Arabesk. Second, to have enough memory, the existing systems need enterprise cluster with a lot of machines. For example, the system called DiskGraph, it needs more than 32,000 gig of memory to process a relatively small graph. Third, they also suffer from poor load balancing due to dynamic working sets. On the other hand, data log support for graph mining is rather limited. Only mining algorithms whose patterns are known as a priori can be expressed. But for some applications, for example, for frequent subgraph mining. You wouldn't even know what subgraphs are frequent until the computation starts. For this kind of algorithms, the patterns are not known statically. Hence, there's no way to express in a D-log system. Based on the facts that existing distributed systems have so many drawbacks, our insight is consistent with the recent trend to build single machine graph computation systems. Due to the increasingly large SSDs, a disk-based mining system would satisfy the large storage requirement and also avoid the shortcomings from distributed systems. Our proposal is RStream, a single machine out-of-core graph mining system. Building RStream has two major challenges. The first challenge is how to provide a general program model to support a wide variety of mining algorithms. We are inspired from both gather, apply, scatter, widely used in graph computing systems, and the relational algebra from Datalog. The second challenge is how to implement the relational operators efficiently for graphs. We are inspired by AdStreaming from XStream. We actually use a slightly modified version of AdStreaming to implement our relational algebra streaming. Let me give you an overview of a gas model. In the gather phase, each vertex gathers information from neighbor vertices. In the apply phase, the information from neighbors is applied and computation done on each vertex. In the scatter phase, each vertex scatters the new value to neighbors. Based on the gas model, we add relational algebra to develop a new program model that makes it easy to express mining algorithms. Basically, GAS supports iterative graph processing, and relational algebra enables compositional structures. If we put these two together, we end up having a new program model called GRASS that can iteratively compose small structures into big structures. Before going into details about our program model, let me first give you an overview of XStream. Since we take inspiration from XStream to implement our relational algebra, relational operator efficiently. XStream uses streaming to reduce I/O costs. The insight here is that since the number of edges is much larger than the number of vertices for a graph, edge streaming provides efficiency by sequentially accessing larger datasets from disk and randomly accessing smaller datasets in memory. A graph is partitioned into streaming partition based on vertex intervals. Each streaming partition consists of three tables. A vertex table, which contains vertices in a logical interval and their values. An edge table, which contains the edges whose source vertices are in the same interval. An update table, which contains updates whose destination vertices are in the same interval. Update defines how to propagate value from source to destination for each edge. In the scatter phase, since the edge table is much larger than the vertex table, each partition loads its vertex table into the memory and streams edges in from edge table to generate updates. The update is shuffled into different partitions according to the destination of the edge. This enables a very important locality property in the following gather apply phase, because vertex computation can be performed locally in each partition without accessing other partitions. The following gather apply phase loads its vertex table into the memory and streams updates in from update table and invokes the user-defined function to compute a new value for each vertex. Now let's talk about the RStream API. At a high level, the user needs to register a data flow graph. Each vertex in the data flow graph represents a face. Each edge represents a data flow connection. There are three types of faces: scatter, gather apply, and relational. Scatter has a standard meaning of scatter, gather apply has a standard meaning of gather apply. I will talk about relational phase using an example in the next slide. Here I use triangle counting as an example. The data flow graph consists of three phases, scatter and two relational phase. First of all, we run the standard scatter phase. The scatter phase basically propagates the value from source to destination for each edge. Then the developer writes two relational phases. The first relational phase joins the update table with edge table. Note that in RStream, our join has a fixed semantic. We always join update table with edge table. This makes sense because the update table contains subgraphs that we have discovered. By joining update table with edge table, we grow the existing structures that have been discovered to form a new structure. And then it goes on to do the second join to form a triangle. Of course, we have some filter conditions that we don't have time to talk about. But by using these conditions together with joins, we can actually find the right triangles. By adding relational algebra to guess, we have a general program model for mining tasks. The next question is how to implement relational operators efficiently. We basically use a similar idea to implement our join operator. For example, here we stream in update table. Because comparing to Xstream, whose update table doesn't grow, in our case, our update table keeps growing. We load edge table into the memory so that we can generate new update table. And then those tables get shuffled to different partitions based on a user-defined K. The shuffling enables locality in the next iteration. Our current update tuple is only based on vertex IDs. Let's take a look at one example. Here we have an update tuple with 1, 2, 2, to 3. If we want to join it with edge 3 to 4, we end up having a new update tuple, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you want to join it with edge 2 to 4, we end up having another new tuple. These two tuples have exactly the same representation. However, they actually are very different structures. The reason behind this is that structure information is missing. For some applications, like frequent subgraph mining, the shape of a frequent subgraph needs to be discovered dynamically. Missing structural information in update tuples will create two challenges for these applications. It's possible that identical tuples may represent different structures, and different tuples may represent identical structures. And our solution is to append a piece of history information of joins in each update tuple. Here is an example with two joins. We first join update 6 to 8 with edge 8 to 7 on vertex 8. Since vertex 8 has index 1 in the updated tuple, we append index 1 in the newly generated tuple. Similarly, if we want to join the newly generated updated tuple with another edge 8 to 5 again, we append another index 1. Our current join grows a subgraph from one of its vertices. But for some applications, for example, frequent subgraph mining, we want to grow the existing subgraph on all the vertices to form new natural subgraphs. That's why we need a different way of joining, which we call join on all columns. Here's an example for join on all columns. Starting from an edge 1 to 2, If we want to join on all columns, we basically have two possibilities. One is to look at all edges connect to 2. In this case, there's only one edge connect to 2, so we end up having 1, 2, 2, to 3. Another possibility is to look at all edges connect to 1. In this case, there's only one edge connect to 1, so we end up having 1, to 2, to 4. If you do join on all columns, these are the two results you get. Then similarly, if we grow from this structure, we have three different ways to look at. As you can see, the number of subgraphs grows exponentially with size of subgraph. We also support automorphism checks that basically checks whether two patterns are identical, and also isomorphism checks that checks whether two updated tuples belong to the same pattern. We run our experiment on a 10-node cluster with a total of 5 TB SSD, each node with 32 gig of memory. Our stream run on one single node with 32 threads, where distributed systems use all the 10 nodes. We run experiments for 6 applications and on 6 graphs. Although these graphs do not have many edges, based on the standard of graph computation, they are really big graphs from the perspective of graph mining. UK 2005 is almost 1 billion edge graph that none of the existing distributed systems could scale. We first compile RStream with graph mining systems. We run RStream over various algorithms, different graphs for different configurations. And in all cases, RStream outperforms the 3 distributed graph mining systems. The environment we have for running those experiments is only 10-node cluster, each with 32 gig of memory. Based on the environment, those are the numbers we get. Note that those other systems might scale better if their memory requirement is satisfied. But the thing is, it's very hard to satisfy a very large amount of memory. Because frequent subgraph mining is such an important application, we also compare the FSM performance with other systems with different pattern size and supports. The x-axis represents different configurations. For example, 3 to 10K means that we aim to find a frequent subgraph with size 3. 10K is a support. For those red bars, that means airbags run out of memory. As you can see, RStream outperforms the other system in all cases. We also compare RStream with Datalog. We use 2 Datalog systems, Big Datalog, which is a distributed Datalog engine running on top of Spark, and Socialite, which is a shared memory Datalog engine. And RStream outperforms both of them. Now let's take a look at the size of intermediate data. Given that the initial micrograph is only 30 megabytes, and this is an example for 4-size motif counting. Even in one iteration, the size of intermediate data grows to 68,000 times. With this, I want to conclude my talk. RStream, a single machine out-of-core graph mining system. We have a simple and expressive API. We have an efficient runtime engine, and it's open source on GitHub. You're welcome to try it out. Thanks.
Any questions? While you folks are thinking about questions, let me ask a question, which is, looking at your more expressive API, so if you've taken relational algebra and you took the GAS model and now you have GRASS, right? How expressive is that? Like, can you characterize exactly what kind of queries you can support in your system by adding the relational algebra? What exactly is that?
Basically, we can support all kinds of graph mining algorithms, like click finding, motif counting, subgraph mining, triangle counting, basically all of them.
Right, so you're giving me some examples of what I can support, uh-huh. Right? Mm-hmm. But is there a way to characterize and say, this is the exact type of things that I can do, mm-hmm. other than giving me GRASS and saying, you can do whatever you can do with GRASS?
You're asking how general our program model is?
Yeah, like given a query, right? So you may or may not be able to support this in your API. And the question is, can you characterize exactly those queries that you can support?
I think as long as the fundamental of the user query is to grow the structures, grow small structures into big structures, and the API we provide can help them to find this pattern, subgraphs.
Okay, cool. Was there a question there?
Yep. Yeah. Malte Schwarzkopf from MIT. Since you work in graph processing, I assume you followed the work of Frank McSherry. And he had a bunch of blog posts on similar topics in 2016, I think. Have you had a chance to compare RStream with differential data flow and Frank's implementations of these kind of motif finding tasks?
Not yet compare. Actually, Big Dialog is built on top of Spark, which is a differential data flow.
No. Differential data flow is derived from the NIAID system, right? So Frank built this Rust implementation of differential data flow on which he ran similar in-memory analyses on these graphs and on his laptop, I believe. And he gets for the four motifs in the Twitter graph, which I think is quite large compared to the graphs you look at, he finds them all in 117 seconds on a laptop. So I would encourage you to have a look at that work if you haven't already and compare with it.
Okay, thank you. But that, yeah, thank you.
We were just out of time. Thank you very much.
Okay.